the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis, "Eze hi tshuva gemura? What is considered tshuva gemura? Zeh shebal yado davar she'avarbo ve'efshar biyado la'asoso upirish v'loas mabdei tshuva." A person did an aveira, and he's confronted by the exact same scenario, and because of tshuva, he avoids doing it. Lo miyira v'lo michshol koach. It's not out of fear, and it's not out of lack of strength. It's not that now you just don't have a koach. It's not that you want to turn on the pornographical site, but your mother's in the room, so you don't. It's not that you you just don't have the strength to get up and go drive a car on Shabbos anymore. Whatever the case is. Kate says, the Rabbi Hashaba, Alisha, Ba'aveira, a person sleeps with a woman who's asked her to sleep with him. Ulachas Manis Yacherimav, who omid Ba'ahavasa, he loves her just as much, and he's alone with her. Uvakach Gufo Medina Sha'avarba, and he's equally sexually aroused. It's not just that he's now a 90-year-old man, doesn't have the strength. He's aroused and interested. Upirish Veloavar Zehu Baal Tshuva Gemur. Remember your Creator while you're still young, while you're still in the exact same physical status, condition, because that's tshuva gemurah. A person doesn't do tshuva until he's older. You're a 95-year-old man. You no longer have the same strength to sleep with the woman as you did when you were 18 or 20 or 25. Even though it's not tshuva gemurah, it still is tshuva. The Rambam essentially distinguishes between two types of tshuva. Tshuva gemura versus tshuva. And presumably the difference is not just if technically the situation fell in your lap. Presumably the Rambam means something else, and it's what Rabbi Soloveitchik, it's the term he coins in Al HaTshuva. The Rambam says, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, there's a difference between tahara versus kapara. Kapara means you're cleansed of sin. Kapara means you no longer a baal aveira. You have a slicha, you have a kapara, you no longer are a person walking around with the weight of the aveira on your shoulders. You've gotten rid of that, you've gotten rid of that sin. You're disconnected from the punishment, you're disconnected from the sin. We essentially erase the sin. Because every single sin has punishment, we cut that string and no longer are you going to be punished. However, explains Rabbi Soloveitchik, there's something which I would call tshuva gemura, which Rabbi Soloveitchik calls tahara. Tahara means it's not just that you've gotten rid of the sin, you didn't just drop it. You've cleansed your religious personality to the point where it's no longer part of you. You no longer fall subject to that yetzahara because you're a better person, you're a different person. People are often afraid to do tshuva because it means they can't sin again. I say I'm never going to do it again. The whole thing's false, it's disingenuous. For me to just come along and say I'm never going to sin again, why even bother? I don't really mean it. The goal of tshuva is not to avoid sin, the goal of tshuva is to avoid wanting to sin. The goal of tshuva is to enhance and enrich a person's religious spiritual status. Rav Kook says something incredible about tshuva. Incredible. Rav Kook writes, tremendously, Rav Kook was very creative about tshuva in general. He, revolutionized the world of tshuva. And one of those insights was based upon a fascinating lumdish akasha with a creative teretz. There's a general rule that if a person does an aveira, they get malchus. Unless there's a separate reason why. Misa, you wouldn't. If a person does a standard lav, they get malchus. However, if the lav, if the aveira that they do is connected to a mitzvah saseh afterwards, then there are no malchus. If a person steals, you do gezela. There's a mitzvah called hashavas hagezela, the heshav of gezela shagazal. That's called the lav shenitak laaseh. And if it's connected to an aseh, you don't get malchus. Similarly, if you have a bunch of carbonus, you're supposed to eat them on time. And if you don't eat them on time, you violate a law called nosar. But for nosar, there's no malchus. You don't get lashed, you don't get hit, because there's a mitzvah to say called srefas nosar. You can burn it. It's a law any time last night. I have to think about that afterwards. Hold on to that for a second. We'll catch us up afterwards. Any time there's a law that can be tapla say, there's no malchus. So Rav Kook asked, and many others ask as well, What about tshuva? Isn't every lav connected to tshuva? So it's a klutz kash. You know the enochin avi never malchus. You know that's not the answer. So most nachronim say no. The lav can the asay cannot be attached to all averis. It has to be attached to a specific one. Says Rav Kook something else. Rav Kook says you're chayav to do tshuva even if you didn't sin. Rav Kook believes tshuva is not just about getting rid of averos. It's about revolutionizing a person's spiritual direction in life. I went to a fascinating quote in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, which captures, I believe, what tshuva is. He said, the goal of learning Musar, implementing Musar, is not to eliminate a character trait, is not to get rid of a midah. The goal of learning Musar, or implementing Musar, is to place each midah in the right place. To know when to act this way, to know when to take a step back, to know when to be short-tempered, to know when to be more patient. Ultimately, religious greatness is not attained by checking boxes or by checking mitzvahs and averos, but developing a religious profound personality which tshuva directly implements. The goal of religious observance is not just to live a numb, robotic observance. And I use the word numb and not blind, because there is some value in blind observance. Blind observance means I know God said do it, and I do it because he said so. There's value for that, a lot of value. Numb means you don't even know what you're doing. You're just going through the actions. Blind means you say, I trust God, so I follow him. But above and beyond blind service, there is a religious agenda of inculcating the religious values that the Torah has in its mitzvot into one's spiritual personality. To one's religious persona. Every single mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvah, in the Sefer HaChinuch, starts out, Shorish HaMitzvah, right in the middle, Shorish HaMitzvah is, and the reason why is to help us grow as people. And the Sefer HaChinuch repeats himself time and time again, Acharei HaPulot Nimshachim HaLbavot. The more you act in a certain way, the more it subtly, I don't know if it's osmosis or what process it is, subtly impacts your heart. And therefore, the goal of tshuva is not just to tshuva gemura, is not just tahara, is not just to disassociate an aveir from who you are, but to help discover a better you, to help develop a more mature, a more sensitive, a more sophisticated, a more better person. People often mistakenly think religious growth is narrow and shallow and blind, or numb. Just start checking boxes. The more mitzvahs to do, the further you are along in that race. The race of who can be the furthest from another. And sometimes you're running so fast in that race, you don't even know where you're going, just making sure people are behind you. Sometimes you're running so fast, you don't even know what you're heading towards. And just because half the world is running in that direction, blindly, doesn't mean, A, you should run blindly along with them, nor does it mean you should stop running. Tshuva takes time because sincere religious introspection is not easy. But ultimately, religious tshuva, tshuva gemura, tahara, is about helping yourself develop into the person you believe you best can be. It's about figuring out why you did things you're not proud of, and not just band-aiding them, but going into deep surgery, seeing what's there, questioning, thinking, analyzing, and understanding to move forward. Tshuva is about developing a wholesome, well-rounded religious personality. Ultimately, that's what all of religion's about. Growing into the people we believe we can and should become. It's true, there is a model of tshuva of just getting rid of avarice. But tshuva gemura metamorphosizes a person into someone who is confronted with the exact same challenging situation, will persevere onwards and successfully rise to the occasion. Have a good Shabbos.